Soteberg Zion Mishnah Ches. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. This is talking about Hakel. Motzi Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, which is the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos, Bashmini B'Moitzoi Shvius, in the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is right after Shemitah, Osin Lo Bima Shel Eitz Bazar, so that they would make for the Melech a Bima of wood. The Azar here is in the Ezra Sanashim, we'll soon see, like Taisanta brings. V'Yoshev Aleha, and the Melech sits on this Bima, Shenemar Miketz Shevashon B'Moed, and the Mishnah is bringing a pasuk. And how do we know when we read Hakel? Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah V'Noisna L'Rosh HaKnesses. So the Chazan gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses. That's like we said, like the Shamash giving it to the Gabbai. Rosh HaKnesses Noisin L'Skan. He gives it to the Skan, who is the Kohen Gadol, that like a sort of vice Kohen Gadol. If for some reason the Kohen Gadol died or wasn't able to perform the Avodah, the Skan would take his place. V'Skan Noisna L'Kohen Gadol. And the Skan then gives it to the Kohen Gadol. This is the Sefer Torah. The Kohen Gadol Noisna L'Melech. And the Kohen Gadol then gives it to the king. And this is all done derech hashivas. V'amelech omeid u'mekabel. So the king stands up and he's mekabel the Sefer Torah. V'kore yoshev. And then he sits down and he reads it sitting. So a few things. Number one, he's sitting. So the Azara Taisantiv says has to be Dezes Nashim. Because in the time of Bayis Sheni, there was no kings that were from Malchus Beis David. All the kings were not from Malchus Beis David. And the klal is that only somebody from Malchus Beis David can sit in the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael. So this must have been in the Ezras Nashim, which is outside of the main Azara. And that's why he's able to sit. Now, why does he sit when he reads the Sefer Torah? We know he's allowed to sit, but why does he sit when he reads the Sefer Torah? The Kohen Gadol had to stand. Here, this is because it's not the Melech's covered to be standing. So that's why we allow him to sit. Agrippus HaMelech, Amod V'Kibel V'Kara Oimed. So Agrippus, whose mother was Jewish, he stood up, he was mekabel the Sefer Torah, he was in the Ezras Nashim, but instead of sitting again, he read from the Sefer Torah standing. V'shibchu chachamim, the chacham praised him for this. And when he got to the point when he was reading, where the Torah says that one should not make a king an ish nachri, zolgu einav demos, tears flowed from his eyes. In other words, he saw that this pasuk was passeling him from Malchus, and he was reading it, so he really wasn't fitting to be a Melech. Amrullah, they said to him, Al tisyari Agrippus, don't be afraid. Achinu ata, achinu ata, achinu ata. They said it three times that you're our brother. So even though it's true that Agrippus was Jewish, and he was their brother, a Melech is only kosher when both parents are from Zer Yisrael, and he wasn't. V'kar mitchilas eil advarim ad shma. Now we're getting back to Stam, all Malachim, when they read by Hakel. What do they read from? They read from Eila HaDvarim, which is Parshas Dvarim, the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, up until Shema, which is in Parshas Veschanon. Ushma, then he reads the Parsha of Shema, V'Hayim Shemoa, and then he skips to the Parsha of V'Hayim Shemoa, like we do, when we say Kriya Shema. And the reason this is, like the Rab points out, because Shema has Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, and V'Hayim Shemoa is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. And then he skips to, as the Mishnah says, Aser to Aser. He reads from Aser to Aser. And then, he also then reads, Ki Techal La Aser. And the reason that he reads these psukim, like the first explains, because this is the time of Maisrus. And Ki Techal La Aser is later on in Sefer Dvarim. U Parsha Samalach. And then he reads the Parsha Samalach. Now really, the Parsha Samalach should be between Aser to Aser and Ki Techal La Aser, because in the order of the Torah, that's where it is. But they wanted to put Maisrus together. That's why they read it that way. And then he reads Parshas HaMelech. This is the Parsha talking in the Torah about appointing a king and all the hanhagas of the king. This is what Agrippus, when he read, he started crying from. Ubrachus uklalos. He then skips to the Parshas that deal with the brachus and the klalos. The brachus and klalos, the Rav says, these are the kabbalos of the gzeris and the punishments that are written in the Torah. Acha garmer kola Parsha, until he finishes the whole Parsha, which is in Dvarim, Per Chav Zayin, until the end of Per Chav Ches. Now, what's interesting is the Rav's mashma that brachos and klalos was actually said before the parsha of the Melech, meaning that according to the Rav, it sounds like he would first read from the brachos and the klalos, and then the last thing he did was read the parsha of the Melech, which is Som Tosim Alech Melech, that parsha. And the Mishnah concludes, brachos shekohen gadol mevarchoson, HaMelech Mevarechoson, the same brachos that the Kohen Gadol would give after his Kriya on Yom Kippur, the Melech would say the same brachos, Al Shanosin Shel Regalim, Tachas Mechilas Avon. However, there's one difference, is the bracha that the Kohen Gadol would say on Yom Kippur, that Hashem should be Mochel the Avonos, which is Melech Mocha V'Selech Lavosinu L'Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael, that bracha, for this bracha he would substitute the bracha of the Regalim, which Pashtus is the bracha of Ata B'Chartanu, as Tfesol points out.